cooling off. That morning, Baba was a tsunami, hurling page after page of typed clause and caveat on the table of lost breakfast, his anguish netting my hunger to capture the sharks. I wasn't his daughter treading the shallows of passable grades. I was his lawyer without the study, like a surfer without a board, without a knowledge of swells and rips. Baba possessed the power of unreasonable faith in decks of cards, in money thrown like dice, in men with gold chains for ties, in his dreams drowning the law, and in me. 24 pages were dumped on the kitchen table that morning, each page creating a wave of fear as I read about a future in an ocean of debt with no lifeboat. This wasn't a shallow dive with a pricey fridge or a leak from a guzzling car with 5 days to cool off. This was Baba's pride steering our mortgaged house into a developer's storm. My stomach was swelling with Mama's dread when she saw Bondi waves for the first time and ran back to shore. That morning, I was left holding Baba's signature at the edge of the pier.